If you believe in me, this is my prescription. You must have your obligatory prayer. This has nothing to do with going to the Mashghul Azkar. It's nothing to do with the reading in the morning and in the evening. It's another thing. Choose one of your three prayers and perform that prayer. And this is an obligation, a spiritual obligation. Then he says what I told you before. Seek for an opportunity to mention the name of the faith, the name of Baha'u'llah, once every day. That's another obligation, daily. And finally, I read in the Hidden Words, bring yourself to account each day before thou art brought to a reckoning. He is telling me, Ali, listen, you may be brought to a reckoning tomorrow morning. Before that is done, bring yourself to account and do it every day. How often do I do that? How often do I sit down and look at my day? It doesn't say when it should be. It could be in the morning, it could be at night, it could be at midday, it could be while I'm having my lunch and chewing my lunch. It could be anytime. This self-examination, a self-examination which should not lead us to paralysis. If it is leading us to paralysis, you can be sure it is not the type of self-examination he is telling us to do. We have not understood him. That self-examination which will result in a resolution to make tomorrow a better day. That is good. Make your morrow to be better than your yesterday. So this self-examination is necessary. These are the things we should do. If we do these things daily, I can assure you, we will not find it difficult to untack ourselves from the world around us and float. How many of you have dreamt of flying in dreams? It's beautiful. If you have dreamt of flying, it's a good sign, I think. I'm not an interpreter of dreams, but but I think it gives you that feeling of floating, of being aloof above the world of being. That is the condition. If you think of a mirror, this mirror should be, as you know, faced towards the sun, to reflect the sun. But what do? We have that mirror turned away from the sun. I don't say you are doing it. No. Some Baha'is do this. Turned away from the sun, towards the earth, and all it can reflect is the mud. And some of us, unfortunately, have our mirror stuck to the mud. And we look at ourselves, we say, really, I don't know, I don't see, I don't feel anything as a Baha'i. It's because the face of our mirror is faced downwards and it is stuck in the mud. We have to turn ourselves upwards, polish and varnish the surface of the mirror and let it shine, and then you see the splendors of the kingdom. You feel the splendors of the kingdom. You see the connection that there is between you and your beloved. And that is the very purpose of life. The purpose of life is to keep that mirror turned towards Him and keep it polished. That's the very purpose of our existence. That's why the manifestations of God come here, to educate us to become noble human beings.